We're doing Brachot, we're up to Yedalad Amad Aleph, the two dots, the first white line. Baimene Ashian Tandabe Rabbi Yamim, Rabbi Yami, Ashian, who used to quote Mishnais in the Academy of Rabbi Yami, Ash Rabbi Yami, Hasharui B'tanit Mao Sheyitom. If one is in the middle of a fast, may he taste something that he's cooking. He wants to know if he should add salt or any other ingredient. Is it okay if he tastes and spits it out? Achilav Shtia Kabilale, when a person accepts a private fast, do we say that he accepted on himself not to eat and drink? Vehaleka, and here he's not eating or drinking, he's tasting it and spitting it out. Or maybe when one accepts a fast upon himself, what he's accepting is not to derive any pleasure from food. Vehaika, and here he is having pleasure from the food. So Rabbi Yami answered him to him, ven mekach klum. On a private fast where a person accepts on himself, he may taste, and there's no problem with it, because he's spinning it out anyways. Tanya Namiyachi, we have a brisa like this as well. Matemet inatuna bracha, when one is tasting, and he spits it out. That does not require a blessing. Vasharui betanitoim min mekach klum. And one who is in a private fast may also taste, and there's no problem with that. Ad kama, how much can I taste and spit out? Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi tami atshu reviyata. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi permitted to taste till the volume of a revius of a log. What does tami mean? Literally means they tasted, which would be an indication that there's no point in being machmir even on these things. If tame means they tasted, so that's an indication that there's no need to be machmir. Amar Rav, kol hanoten shalom l'chavro kol shitpalel, Rav says, anyone who greets his friend prior to prayer, ke'ilu asa obama, it's as though he made his friend into an illegitimate altar. Shnemar, as the verse says, chidlu lachem min adam asher neshama v'apo, cease from the human who has breath in his nostrils, because why is he so important in your eyes? Why do you give him so much importance? So people are always thinking how to honor their governor and their king and their politician. God says, cease from the human who has breath in his nostrils. Why is he so important? Al tikri vamela bama, ki bama nechshavu. What the drasha says is you are equating him with a bama, with an illegitimate altar, if you give him such honor as to greet him prior to your prayers before your Creator. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says you don't have to read the verse that way, but you could read it bame nechshavu bame chashavto leze velo leeloka. And what have you? Why have you given this one more importance and not the Creator? Mativ Rav Sheshat. So Rav Sheshat asked, what do you mean I'm not supposed to greet someone prior to prayer? Our Mishnah said, Baprakim Shol Mekavod Umeshiv, that in between chapters of Shema, you could greet someone and reply to a greeting. That's a very clear indication that you could greet someone prior to prayer. Shema is said prior to prayer. Tegemar Rabbi Abba Vemashkim Lepitro. Rabbi Abba said, when are you not supposed to greet someone prior to prayer? When you're waking up to go to his home to greet him prior to going to shul. Yeah, if I'm going to go to someone else's house to tell him good morning before I go to shul to speak to my Creator, that's improper. But if it's I bump into him on en route and I tell him good morning, that's not a problem. You're not allowed to deal with your own needs prior to prayer. Righteousness precedes his gait, and then he goes his way. So the indication is, what is righteousness? That a person, so to speak, justifies himself before his Creator, and only afterwards does he deal with his needs. Whoever prays and only then goes out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Selo Chafetzav, God helps him succeed in what he wants. Shneimar, as the verse says, Tzedek lefanav yalech v'yasen lederech pa'amav. The righteousness precedes his gate, and then Hashem has his path set out before him. Hashem helps him succeed in his path. In this halacha that we said, that you're not supposed to greet someone prior to prayer, so the Rishonim give different interpretations. First of all, if you bump into someone, it's okay. Secondly, if you use the word not shalom, but rather boker tov, good morning, or tzafra demari tov, that's also okay. Thirdly, it's only if you bow to him when you greet him. But if you don't bow to him in the greeting, you just say shalom. So that would also be okay. And if I'm not mistaken, the Ramban Shulchan Aruch accepts all these kulas, all the different opinions of leniency. We're lenient. To greet someone, because you have to go to the entrance of his house and bow to him and tell him shalom in order to really fulfill all the opinions that say it's prohibited to greet someone prior to prayer. But here the Gemara clearly said, if you bump into someone, it's okay. And we say, Tzafra Demaritav, the morning of the master is good, which is the equivalent of saying good morning or Boker Tov, that's also okay. The advantage of saying Tzafra Demaritav is that you're indicating we're both prior to prayer. We shouldn't schmooze too long because we have other obligations right now. And we all know that if you bump into someone and you start schmoozing, you could very easily lose Tefillah B'tzibur, Zman Tefillah, depending on what time you're bumping into them and where you are. We'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem, tomorrow.